So I prepped the big hopper to go to the other side of the planet. And yes, I had to pull up the instructions. I checked it over as much as I could, remembering how the autopilot had cut out suddenly in the little hopper. But we hadn't used the big hopper since Mensa had taken it up to check it out when we arrived. You had to check everything out and log any problems immediately when you took delivery or the company wasn't liable. But everything looked okay, or at least matched what the specs said it was supposed to match. It was only there for emergencies, and if this thing with Deltfall hadn't happened, we would probably never have touched it until it was time to lift it onto our pickup transport. Mensa came to do her own check of the hopper, and told me to pack some extra emergency supplies for the Deltfall staff. I did it, and I hoped for the human's sake we would need them. I thought it was likely that the only supplies we would need for Deltfall was the post-mortem kind, but you may have noticed that when I do manage to care, I'm a pessimist. When everything was ready, Oversay, Rati, and Pinley climbed in, and I stood hopefully by the cargo pod. Mensa pointed at the cabin. I winced behind my opaque faceplate and climbed in. Chapter 4. We flew through the night, the humans taking scans and discussing the new terrain past our assessment range. It was especially interesting for them to see what was there, now that we knew our map wasn't exactly reliable. Mensa gave everybody watch shifts, including me. This was new, but not unwelcome, as it meant I had blocks of time where I wasn't supposed to be paying attention and didn't have to fake it. Mensa, Pinley, and Oversay were all taking turns as pilot and co-pilot, so I didn't have to worry so much about the autopilot trying to kill us, and I could go on standby and watch my stored supply of cereals. We'd been in the air a while, and Mensa was piloting with Pinley in the co-pilot seat when Rati turned in his seat to face me and said, "We heard, we were given to understand, that imitative human-bot units are partially constructed from cloned material." Warily, I stopped the show I was watching. I didn't like where this might go. All of that information is in the Common Knowledge Database, plus in the brochure the company provides with the specifics of the types of units they use, which he knew, being a scientist and whatever. And he wasn't the kind of human who asked about things when he could look them up himself through a feed. "That's true," I said, very careful to make my voice sound just as neutral as always. Rati's expression was troubled. "But surely..." "It's clear you have feelings." I flinched. I couldn't help it. Oversay had been working in the feed, analyzing data from the assessments. She looked up, frowning.
"Rati, what are you doing?"
Rati shifted guiltily. "I know Mensa asked us not to, but..." He waved a hand.
"You saw it."
Oversay pulled her interface off.
"You're upsetting it,"
she said, teeth gritted.
"That's my point," he gestured in frustration. "The practice is disgusting. It's horrible. It's slavery. This is no more a machine than Garothan is."
Exasperated, Oversay said,
"And you don't think it knows that?"
"I'm supposed to let the clients do and say whatever they want to me, and with an intact governor module, I wouldn't have a choice. I'm also not supposed to snitch on clients to anybody except the company, but it was either that or jump out the hatch." I sent the conversation into the feed, tagged for Mensa. From the cockpit, she shouted,
"Rati, we talked about this."
I slid out of the seat and went to the back of the hopper, as far away as I could get, facing the supply lockers in the head. It was a mistake. It wasn't a normal thing for a sec unit with an intact governor module to do, but they didn't notice.
"I'll apologize," Rati was saying.
"No, just leave it alone," Mensa told him.
"That would just make it worse,"
Oversay added. I stood there until they all calmed down and got quiet again, then slid into a seat in the back and resumed the cereal
I'd been watching. It was the middle of the night when I felt the feed drop out. I hadn't been using it, but I had the sex system feeds from the drones and the interior cameras back-burnered and was accessing them occasionally to make sure everything was okay. The humans left behind in the habitat were more active than they usually were at this time, probably anxious about what we were going to find at Deltfall. I was hearing Arata walk around occasionally, though Valescu was snoring off and on in his bunk. Baradwaj had been able to move back to her own quarters, but was restless and going over her field notes through the feed. Garathan was in the hub doing something on his personal system. I wondered what he was doing, and had just started to carefully poke around through hub system to find out. When the feed dropped, it was like someone slapped the organic part of my brain. I sat up and said, "The satellite went down." The others, except for Pin Lee, who was piloting, all grabbed for their interfaces. I saw their expressions when they felt the silence. Mensa pushed out of her seat and came to the back. "Are you sure it was the satellite?" "I'm sure," I told her. "I'm pinging it, and there's no response." We still had our local feed running on the Hopper's system, so we could communicate through it as well as the comm and share data with each other. We just didn't have nearly as much data as we'd have had if we were still attached to hub system. We were far enough away that we needed the comm satellite as a relay. Rachi switched his interface to the Hopper's feed and started checking the scans. There was nothing on them except empty sky. I had them back-burnered, but I'd set them to notify me if they encountered anything like an energy reading or a large life sign. He said, "I just felt a chill. Did anyone else feel a chill?"
"A little,"
Oversay admitted.
"It's a weird coincidence, isn't it?"
"The damn satellites had periodic outages since we got here," Pinley pointed out from the cockpit. "We just don't normally need it for comms."
She was right. I was supposed to check their personal logs periodically in case they were plotting to defraud the company or murder each other or something. And the last time I'd looked at Pin Lee's, she had been tracking the satellite problems, trying to figure out if there was a pattern. It was one of the many things I didn't care about because the entertainment feed was only updated occasionally, and I downloaded it for local storage. Rati shook his head. "But this is the first time we've been far enough from the habitat to need it for comm contact. It just seems odd, and not in a good way." Mensa looked around at them.
"Does anyone want to turn back?"
I did, but I didn't get a vote. The others sat there for a quiet moment, then Oversay said,
"If it turns out the Deltfall group did need help and we didn't go, how would we feel?"
"If there's a chance we can save lives, we have to take it,"
Pin Lee agreed. Rachi sighed. "No, you're right. I'd feel terrible if anyone died because we were overcautious."
"We're agreed, then," Mensa said. "We'll keep going."
I would have preferred they be overcautious. I had had contracts before where the company's equipment glitched this badly, but there was just something about this that made me think it was more. But all I had was the feeling. I had 4 hours to my next scheduled watch, so I went into standby and buried myself in the downloads I'd stored away. It was dawn when we got there. Deltfall had established their camp in a wide valley surrounded by high mountains. A spider web of creek beds cut through the grass and stubby trees. They were a bigger operation than ours, with 3 linked habitats and a shelter for surface vehicles, plus a landing area for 2 large hoppers, a cargo hauler, and 3 small hoppers. It was all company equipment, though, per contract, and all subject to the same malfunctions as the crap they dumped on us. There was no one outside, no movement, no sign of damage, no sign any hostile fauna had approached. The satellite was still dead, but Mensa had been trying to get the Deltfall habitat on the comm since we had come within range.
Are they missing any transports? Mensa asked.
Rati checked the record of what they were supposed to have, which I'd copied from the hub system before we left.
No, the hoppers are all there. Their ground vehicles are in that shelter, I think.
I had moved up to the front as we got closer. Standing behind the pilot's seat, I said, Dr. Mensa, I recommend you land outside their perimeter. Through the local feed, I sent her all the info I had, which was that their automated systems were responding to the pings the hopper was sending, but that was it. We weren't picking up their feed, which meant their hub system was in standby. There was nothing from their three SEC units, not even pings.
Oversay in the co-pilot seat glanced up at me.
Why?
I had to answer the question, so I said, security protocol, which sounded good and didn't commit me to anything. No one outside, no one answering the comm. Unless they had all jumped in their surface vehicles and gone off on vacation, leaving their hub and SEC units shut down, they were dead. Pessimism confirmed. But we couldn't be sure without looking. The hopper's scanners can't see inside the habitats because of the shielding that's really only there to protect proprietary data, so we couldn't get any life signs or energy readings. This is why I didn't want to come. I've got four perfectly good humans here, and I didn't want them to get killed by whatever took out Deltfall. It's not like I cared about them personally, but it would look bad on my record, and my record was already pretty terrible.
We're just being cautious, Mensa said, answering Oversay.
She took the hopper down at the edge of the valley on the far side of the streams. I gave Mensa a few hints through the feed that they should break out the hand weapons and the survival gear, that Rati should stay behind inside the hopper with the hatch sealed and locked since he'd never done the weapon training course, and that, most important, I should go first. They were quiet, subdued. Up until now, I think they had all been looking at this as probably a natural disaster, that they were going to be digging survivors out of a collapsed habitat or helping fight off a herd of hostile ones. This was something else. Mensa gave the orders, and we started forward, me in front, the humans a few steps behind. They were in their full suits with helmets, which gave some protection but had been meant for environmental hazards. Not some other heavily armed human, or angry malfunctioning rogue SEC unit, deliberately trying to kill them. I was more nervous than Rati, who was jittery on our comms, monitoring the scans and basically telling us to be careful every other step. I had my built-in energy weapons and the big projectile weapon I was cradling. I also had six drones, pulled from the hopper's supply, and under my control, through its feed. They were the small kind, barely a centimeter across, no weapons, just cameras. They make some which aren't much bigger and have a small pulse weapon, but you have to get one of the upper-tier company packages, mostly designed for much larger contracts. I told the drones to get in the air and gave them a scouting pattern. I did that because it seemed sensible, not because I knew what I was doing. I am not a combat murder bot. I'm security. I keep things from attacking the clients and try to gently discourage the clients from attacking each other. I was way out of my depth here, which was another reason I hadn't wanted the humans to come here. We crossed the shallow streams, sending a group of water invertebrates scattering away from our boots. The trees were short and sparse enough that I had a good view of the camp from this angle. I couldn't detect any Deltfall security drones by eye or with the scanners on my drones. Rati in the hopper wasn't picking up anything either. I really, really wished I could pinpoint the location of those three SEC units, but I wasn't getting anything from them. SEC units aren't sentimental about each other. We aren't friends, the way the characters on the serials are, or the way my humans were. We can't trust each other, even if we work together. Even if you don't have clients who decide to entertain themselves by ordering their SEC units to fight each other. The scans read the perimeter sensors as dead, and the drones weren't picking up any warning indicators. The Delt Fall hub system was down, and without it, no one inside could access our feed or comms, theoretically. We crossed over and into the landing area for their hoppers. They were between us and the first habitat, the vehicle storage to one side. I was leading us in at an angle, trying to get a visual on the main habitat door, but I was also checking the ground. It was mostly bare of grass from all the foot traffic and hopper landings. From the weather report we'd gotten before the satellite quit, it had rained here last night, and the mud had hardened. No activity since then. I passed that info to Mensa, through the feed, and she told the others. Keeping her voice low, Pinli said, "So whatever happened, it wasn't long after we spoke to them on the comm."
"They couldn't have been attacked by someone,"
Oversay whispered. There was no reason to whisper, but I understood the impulse.
"There's no one else on the planet."
"There's not supposed to be anyone else on this planet," Rati said, darkly, over the comm from our hopper. There were three sec units who were not me on this planet, and that was dangerous enough. I got my visual on the main habitat hatch and saw it was shut, no sign of anything forcing its way inside. The drones had circled the whole structure by now and showed me the other entrances were the same. That was that. Hostile fauna don't come to the door and ask to be let inside. I sent the images to Mensa's feed and said aloud, "Dr. Mensa, it would be better if I went ahead." She hesitated, reviewing what I'd just sent her. I saw her shoulders tense. I think she had just come to the same conclusion I had, or at least admitted to herself that it was the strongest possibility. She said, "All right, we'll wait here. Make sure we can monitor." She'd said "we," and she wouldn't have said that if she didn't mean it, unlike some clients I'd had. I sent my field camera's feed to all four of them and started forward. I called four of the drones back, leaving two to keep circling the perimeter. I checked the vehicle shed as I moved past it. It was open on one side, with some sealed lockers in the back for storage. All four of their surface vehicles were there, powered down, no sign of recent tracks, so I didn't go in. I wouldn't bother searching the small storage spaces until we got down to the looking for all the body parts phase. I walked up to the hatch of the first habitat. We didn't have an entry code, so I was expecting to have to blow the door, but when I tapped the button, it slid open for me. I told Mensa through the feed that I wouldn't speak aloud on the comm anymore. She tapped back an acknowledgement on the feed, and I heard her telling the others to get off my feed and my comm, that she was going to be the only one speaking to me so I wasn't distracted. Mensa underestimated my ability to ignore humans, but I appreciated the thought. Rati whispered, "Be careful," and signed off. I had the weapon up going in, through the suit locker area and into the first corridor. "No suits missing," Mensa said in my ear, watching the field camera. I sent my four drones ahead, maintaining an interior scouting pattern. This was a nicer habitat than ours. Wider halls, newer. Also empty, silent. The smell of decaying flesh drifting through my helmet filters. I headed toward the hub, where their main crew area should be. The lights were still on, and air whispered through the vents, but I couldn't get into their sec system with their feed down. I missed my cameras. At the door to the hub, I found their first sec unit. It was sprawled on its back on the floor, the armor over its chest pierced by something that made a hole approximately 10 centimeters wide and a little deeper. "We're hard to kill, but that'll do it." I did a brief scan to make sure it was inert, then stepped over it and went through into the crew area. There were 11 messily dead humans in the hub, sprawled on the floor, in chairs, the monitoring stations and projection surfaces behind them showing impact damage from projectile and energy weapon fire. I tapped the feed and asked Mensa to fall back to the hopper. She acknowledged me, and I got confirmation from my outside drones that the humans were retreating. I went out the opposite door to a corridor that led toward the mess hall, medical, and cabins. The drones were telling me the layout was very similar to our habitat, except for the occasional dead person sprawled in the corridors. The weapon that had taken out the dead sec unit wasn't in the hub, and it had died with its back to the door. The Deltfall humans had had some warning, enough to start getting up and heading for the other exits, but something else had come in from this direction and trapped them. I thought that sec unit had been killed trying to protect the hub, which meant I was looking for the other two sec units. Maybe these clients had been terrible and abusive. Maybe they had deserved it. I didn't care. Nobody was touching my humans. To make sure of that, I had to kill these two rogue units. I could have pulled out at this point, sabotaged the hoppers, and got my humans out of there, leaving the rogue units stuck on the other side of an ocean. That would have been the smart thing to do. But I wanted to kill them. One of my drones found two humans dead in the mess. No warning. They had been taking food packs out of the heating cubby, getting the tables ready for a meal. While I moved through the corridors and rooms, I was doing an image search against the hopper's equipment database. The dead unit had probably been killed by a mineral survey tool, like a pressure or sonic drill. We had one on the hopper, part of the standard equipment. You would have to get close to use it with enough force to pierce armor, maybe a little more than a meter. Because you can't walk up to another murder bot with an armor-piercing projectile or energy weapon inside the habitat and not be looked at with suspicion. You can walk up to a fellow murder bot with a tool that a human might have asked you to get. By the time I reached the other side of the structure, the drones had cleared the first habitat. I stood in the hatchway at the top of the narrow corridor that led into the second. A human lay at the opposite end, half in and half out of the open hatch. To get into the next habitat, I'd have to step over her to push the door all the way open. I could tell already that something was wrong about the body position. I used the magnification on the field camera to get a closer view of the skin on the outstretched arm. The lividity was wrong. She had been shot in the chest or face and lay on her back for some time, then had been moved here recently. Probably as soon as they picked up our hopper on the way here. On the feed, I told Mensa what I needed her to do. She didn't ask questions. She'd been watching my field camera, and she knew by now what we were dealing with. She tapped back to acknowledge me, then said aloud on the comm, "Sec unit, I want you to hold your position until I get there." I said, "Yes, Dr. Mensa," and eased back out of the hatch. I moved fast, back to the security-ready room. It was nice having a human smart enough to work with like this. Our model of habitat didn't have it, but on these bigger ones, there's a roof access, and my outside drones had a good view of it. I climbed the ladder up to the roof hatch and popped it. The armor's boots have magnetized climbing clamps, and I used them to cross over the curving roofs to the third habitat and then around to the second, coming up on them from behind. Even these two rogues wouldn't be dumb enough to ignore the creeks if I took the quick route and walked over to their position. They were not the sharpest murder bots, having cleaned the floor of the between-habitat corridor to cover the prints they had left when staging that body. It would have fooled somebody who hadn't noticed all the other floors were covered with tracked-in dust. I opened the roof access for the second habitat and sent my drones ahead, down into the security-ready room. Once they checked the unit cubicles and made sure nobody was home, I dropped down the ladder. A lot of their equipment was still there, including their drones. There was a nice box of new ones, but they were useless without the Deltfall hub system. Either it was really dead or doing a good imitation of it. I still kept part of my attention on it. If it came up suddenly and reactivated the security cameras, the rules of the game would change, abruptly. Keeping my drones with me, I took the inner corridor and moved silently past Medical's blasted hatch. Three bodies were piled inside where the humans had tried to secure it and been trapped when their own SEC units blew it open to slaughter them. When I was close to the corridor with the hatch where both units were waiting for me and Dr. Mensa to come wandering in, I sent the drones around for a careful look. Oh, yeah. There they were. With no weapons on my drones, the only way to do this was to move fast. So I threw myself around the last corner, hit the opposite wall, crossed back and kept going, firing at their positions. I hit the first one with three explosive bolts in the back and one in the faceplate as it turned toward me. It dropped. The other one I nicked in the arm, taking out the joint, and it made the mistake of switching its main weapon to its other hand, which gave me a couple of seconds. I switched to rapid fire to keep it off balance, then back to the explosive bolt. That dropped it. I hit the floor, needing a minute to recover. I had taken at least a dozen hits from both of their energy weapons while I was taking out the first one, but the explosive bolts had missed me, going past to tear up the corridor. Even with the armor, bits of me were going numb, but I had only taken three projectiles to the right shoulder, four to the left hip. This is how we fight. Throw ourselves at each other and see whose parts give out first. Neither unit was dead. But they were incapable of reaching their cubicles in the ready room, and I sure as hell wasn't going to give them a hand. Three of my drones were down, too. They had gone into combat mode and slammed in ahead of me to draw fire. One had gotten hit by a stray energy burst and was wandering around in the corridor behind me. I checked my two perimeter drones by habit and opened my comm to Dr. Mensa to tell her I still needed to clear the rest of the habitat and do the formal check for survivors. The drone behind me went out with a fizzle that I heard and saw on the feed. I think I realized immediately what that meant, but there may have been a half second or so of delay. But I was on my feet when something hit me so hard I was suddenly on my back on the floor. Systems failing. I came back online to no vision, no hearing, no ability to move. I couldn't reach the feed or the comm. Not good, Murderbot. Not good. I suddenly got some weird flashes of sensation, all from my organic parts. Air on my face, my arms, through rips in my suit, on the burning wound in my shoulder. Someone had taken off my helmet and the upper part of my armor. The sensations were only for seconds at a time. It was confusing and I wanted to scream. Maybe this was how Murderbots died. You lose function, go offline, but parts of you keep working. Organic pieces kept alive by the fading energy in your power cells. Then I knew someone was moving me, and I really wanted to scream. I fought back panic and got a few more flashes of sensation. I wasn't dead. I was in a lot of trouble. I waited to get some kind of function back, frantic, disoriented, terrified, wondering why they hadn't blown a hole in my chest. Sound came first, and I knew something leaned over me. Faint noises from the joints told me it was a SEC unit, but there'd only been three. I'd checked the Deltfall specs before we left. I do a half-assed job sometimes. Okay, most of the time. But Pin Lee had checked too, and she was thorough. Then my organic parts started to sting, the numbness wearing off. I was designed to work with both organic and machine parts, to balance that sensory input. Without the balance, I felt like a balloon floating in midair. But the organic part of my chest was in contact with a hard surface, and that abruptly brought my position into focus. I was lying face down, one arm dangling. They'd put me on a table? This was definitely not good. Pressure on my back, then on my head. The rest of me was coming back, but slowly, slowly. I felt for the feed, but couldn't reach it. Then something stabbed me in the back of the neck. That's organic material. and with the rest of me down, there was nothing to control input from my nervous system. It felt like they were sawing my head off. A shock went through me, and suddenly the rest of me was back online. I popped the joint on my left arm so I could move it in a way not usually compatible with a human, augmented human, or murder-bot body. I reached up to the pressure and pain on my neck and grabbed an armored wrist. I twisted my whole body and took us both off the table. We hit the floor, and I clamped my legs around the other sec unit as we rolled. It tried to trigger the weapons built into its forearm, but my reaction speed was off the chart, and I clamped a hand over the port so it couldn't open fully. My vision was back, and I could see its opaque helmet inches away. My armor had been removed, down to my waist, and that just made me more angry. I shoved its hand up under its chin and took the pressure off its weapon. It had a split second to try to abort that fire command, and it failed. The energy burst went through my hand and the joint between its helmet and neckpiece. Its head jerked, and its body started to spasm. I let go of it long enough to kneel up, get my intact arm around its neck, and twist. I let go as I felt the connections, mechanical and organic. Snap. I looked up and another sec unit was in the doorway, lifting a large projectile weapon. How many of these damn things were here? It didn't matter, because I tried to shove myself upright, but I couldn't react fast enough. Then it jerked, dropped the weapon, and fell forward. I saw two things, the 10-centimeter hole in its back, and Mensa standing behind it, holding something that looked a lot like the sonic mining drill from our hopper. "Dr. Mensa," I said, "this is a violation of security priority, and I am contractually obligated to record this for report to the company." It was in the buffer, and the rest of my brain was empty. She ignored me, talking to Pin Lee on the comm, and strode forward to grab my arm and pull. I was too heavy for her, so I shoved upright so she wouldn't hurt herself. It was starting to occur to me that Dr. Mensa might actually be an intrepid galactic explorer, even if she didn't look like the ones on the entertainment feed. She kept pulling on me, so I kept moving. Something was wrong with one of my hip joints. Oh, right, I got shot there. Blood ran down my torn suit skin, and I reached up to my neck. I expected to feel a gaping hole, but there was something stuck there. "Dr. Mensa, there might be more rogue units. We don't know. That's why we need to hurry," she said, dragging me along. She had brought the last two drones with her from outside, but they were uselessly circling her head. Humans don't have enough access to the feed to control them and do other things, like walk and talk. I tried to reach them, but I still couldn't get a clear link to the hopper's feed. We turned into another corridor, and Oversay waited in the outer hatch. She hit the open panel as soon as she saw us. She had her hand weapon out, and I had time to notice that Mensa had my weapon under her other arm. "Dr. Mensa, I need my weapon." "You're missing a hand and part of your shoulder," she snapped. Oversay grabbed a handful of my suit skin and helped pull me out of the hatch. Dust swirled in the air as a hopper set down 2 meters away, barely clearing the habitat's extendable roof. "Yeah, I know, but..." The hatch opened and Rati ducked out, grabbed the collar of my suit skin, and pulled all three of us up into the cabin. I collapsed on the deck as we lifted off. I needed to do something about the hip joint. I tried to check the scan to make sure nobody was on the ground shooting at us, but even here my connection to the hopper's system was twitchy, glitching so much I couldn't see any reports from the instrumentation, like something was blocking the... Uh-oh. I felt the back of my neck again. The larger part of the obstruction was gone, but I could feel something in the port now. My data port. The Deltfall sec units hadn't been rogues. They'd been inserted with combat override modules. The modules allow personal control over a SEC unit, turn it from a mostly autonomous construct into a gun puppet. The feed would be cut off, control would be over the comm, but functionality would depend on how complex the orders were. Kill the humans isn't a complex order. Mensa stood over me. Rati leaned across a seat to look out toward the Deltfall camp. Oversay popped open one of the storage lockers. They were talking, but I couldn't catch it. I sat up and said, "Mensa, you need to shut me down, now."
"What?"
She looked down at me.
"We're getting emergency repair."
Sound was breaking up. It was the download flooding my system, and my organic parts weren't used to processing that much information. The unknown SEC unit inserted a data carrier, a combat override module. It's downloading instructions into me and will override my system. This is why the two Deltfall units turned rogue. "You have to stop me." I don't know why I was dancing around the word. Maybe because I thought she didn't want to hear it. She just shot a heavily armed SEC unit with a mining drill to get me back. Presumably she wanted to keep me. "You have to kill me." It took forever for them to realize what I'd said, put it together with what they must have seen on my field camera feed, but my ability to measure time was glitching too.
"No,"
Rati said, looking down at me, horrified. "No, we can't."
Mensa said, "We won't. Pinley."
Oversay dropped the repair kit and climbed over two rows of seats, yelling for Pinley. I knew she was going to the cockpit to take the controls so Pinley could work on me. I knew she wouldn't have time to fix me. I knew I could kill everyone on the hopper, even with a blown hip joint and one working arm. So I grabbed the hand weapon lying on the seat, turned it toward my chest, and pulled the trigger. Performance reliability at 10% and dropping. Shutdown initiated. Chapter 5. I came back online to find I was inert, but slowly cycling into a wake-up phase. I was agitated. My levels were all off, and I had no idea why. I played back my personal log. Oh, right. I shouldn't be waking up. I hoped they hadn't been stupid about it, too soft-hearted to kill me. You notice I didn't point the weapon at my head. I didn't want to kill myself, but it was going to have to be done. I could have incapacitated myself some other way, but let's face it, I didn't want to sit around and listen to the part where they convinced each other that there was no other choice. A diagnostic initiated and informed me the combat override module had been removed. For a second, I didn't believe it. I opened my security feed and found a camera for medical. I was lying on the procedure table, my armor gone, just wearing what was left of my suit skin, the humans gathered around. That was a bit of a nightmare image. But my shoulder, hand, and hip had been repaired, so I'd been in my cubicle at some point. I ran the recording back a little and watched Pinley and Oversay use the surgical suite to deftly remove the combat module from the back of my head. It was such a relief, I played the recording twice, then ran a diagnostic. My logs were clear. Nothing there except what I'd had before entering the Deltfall habitat. My clients are the best clients. Then hearing came online.
"I've had hub system immobilize it," Garothan said.
Huh. Well, that explained a lot. I still had control of SEC system, and I told it to freeze hub system's access to its feed and implement my emergency routine. This was a function I'd built in that would substitute an hour or so of ambient habitat noise in place of the visual and audio recordings hub system made. To anyone listening to us through hub system or trying to play back the recording, it would just sound like everybody had abruptly stopped talking. What Garothan had said had evidently been a surprise, because voices protested, Rati, Volescu, and Arata mostly. Pinley was saying impatiently,
"There's no danger. When it shot itself, it froze the download. I was able to remove the few fragments of rogue code that had been copied over.
Oversay began,
"Do you want to do your own diagnostic? Because..."
I could hear them in the room and on the security feed, so I switched to just visual on the camera. Mensa had held up a hand for quiet. She said,
"Garathan, what's wrong?"
Garathan said, "With it offline, I was able to use Hub System to get some access to its internal system and log. I wanted to explore some anomalies I'd noticed through the feed." He gestured to me. "This unit was already a rogue. It has a hacked governor module. On the entertainment feed, this is what they call an oh shit moment." Through the security cams, I watched them be confused, but not alarmed. Not yet. Pin Lee, who had apparently just been digging around in my local system, folded her arms. Her expression was sharp and skeptical.
"I find that difficult to believe."
She didn't add, "you asshole," but it was in her voice. She didn't like anybody questioning her expertise. "It doesn't have to follow our commands. There is no control over its behavior," Garathan said, getting impatient. He didn't like anybody questioning his expertise either, but he didn't show it like Pin Lee did. "I showed Valescu my evaluations, and he agrees with me." I had a moment to feel betrayed, which was stupid. Valescu was my client, and I'd saved his life because that was my job, not because I liked him. But then Valescu said, "I don't agree with you."
"The governor module is working, then?"
Mensa asked, frowning at all of them.
"No, it's definitely hacked," Valescu explained.
When he wasn't being attacked by a giant fauna, he was a pretty calm guy.
"The governor's connection to the rest of the SEC unit's system is partially severed. It can transmit commands, but can't enforce them, or control behavior, or apply punishment. But I think the fact that the unit has been acting to preserve our lives, to take care of us, while it was a free agent, gives us even more reason to trust it." Okay, so I did like him.
Garathan insisted, "We've been sabotaged since we got here. The missing hazard report, the missing map sections. The SEC unit must be part of that. It's acting for the company. They don't want this planet surveyed for whatever reason. This is what must have happened to Deltfall."
Rati had been waiting for a moment to lunge in and interrupt. "Something odd is definitely going on. There were only 3 SEC units for Deltfall in their specs, but there were 5 units in their habitat. Someone is sabotaging us, but I don't think our SEC unit is part of it."
With finality, Bharadwaj said,
"Valescu and Rati are right. If the company did order the SEC unit to kill us, we would all be dead."
Oversay sounded mad.
"It told us about the combat module. It told us to kill it. Why the hell would it do that if it wanted to hurt us?"
I liked her, too. And even though being part of this conversation was the last thing I wanted to do, it was time to speak for myself. I kept my eyes closed, watching them through the security camera, because that was easier. I made myself say, "The company isn't trying to kill you." That startled them. Garathan started to speak, and Pin Lee shushed him. Mensa stepped forward, watching me with a worried expression. She was standing near me, with Garathan and the others gathered in a loose circle around her. Bharadwaj was farthest back, sitting in a chair. Mensa said,
"SEC unit, how do you know that?"
Even through the camera, this was hard. I tried to pretend I was back in my cubicle. "Because if the company wanted to sabotage you, they would have poisoned your supplies using the recycling systems. The company is more likely to kill you by accident." There was a moment while they all thought about how easy it would have been for the company to sabotage its own environmental settings. Rati began,
"But surely that would..."
Garathan's expression was stiffer than usual. "This unit has killed people before. People it was charged with protecting. It killed 57 members of a mining operation." "What I told you before about how I hacked my governor module but didn't become a mass murderer? That was only sort of true. I was already a mass murderer." I didn't want to explain. I had to explain. I said, I did not hack my governor module to kill my clients. My governor module malfunctioned because the stupid company only buys the cheapest possible components. It malfunctioned and I lost control of my systems and I killed them. The company retrieved me and installed a new governor module. I hacked it so it wouldn't happen again. I think that's what happened. The only thing I know for certain is that it didn't happen after I hacked the module. And it makes a better story that way. I watch enough serials to know how a story like that should go. Valescu looked sad. He shrugged a little. My viewing of the unit's personal log that Garathan obtained confirms that. Garathan turned to him, impatient. The log confirms it because that's what the unit believes happened. Bharadwaj sighed. Yet here I sit, alive. The silence was worse this time. On the feed I saw Pin Lee move uncertainly, glance at Oversay and Arata. Rati rubbed his face. Then Mensa said quietly, Sec Unit, do you have a name? I wasn't sure what she wanted. No. It calls itself Murderbot, Garathan said. I opened my eyes and looked at him. I couldn't stop myself. From their expressions, I knew everything I felt was showing on my face, and I hate that. I grated out. That was private. The silence was longer this time. Then Valescu said, Garathan, you wanted to know how it spends its time. That was what you were originally looking for in the logs. Tell them. Mensa lifted her brows. Well? Garathan hesitated. It's downloaded 700 hours of entertainment programming since we landed, mostly serials, mostly something called Sanctuary Moon. He shook his head, dismissing it. It's probably using it to encode data for the company. It can't be watching it, not in that volume. We'd notice. I snorted. He underestimated me. Rati said, The one where the colony's solicitor killed the terraforming supervisor who was the secondary donor for her implanted baby? Again, I couldn't help it. I said, She didn't kill him. That's a fucking lie. Rati turned to Mensa. It's watching it. Her expression fascinated. Pin Lee asked, But how did you hack your own governor module? All the company equipment is the same. I got a download once that included all the specs for company systems. Stuck in a cubicle with nothing to do, I used it to work out the codes for the governor module. Garathan looked stubborn, but didn't say anything. I figured that was all he had. Now it was my turn. I said, You're wrong. Hub system let you read my log. It let you find out about the hacked governor module. This is